Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Welcome to another episode of Five GMs in a Trench Coat. I'm Jesse, your GM for today. And we're playing Cyberpunk Red BT Dub.
BT Dubs.
To my right.
Hey there, I'm Adam. I play Doc, and I'm a sniper now, and I'm riding bitch on a motorcycle.
Hey everyone, it's Tanner. I'm playing John.
That's it. Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Aku, and Aku's having the time of their life right now because they're in a tank, and it's pretty sick nasty, honestly.
Howdy, I'm Tamlin, and I play Madame Despair.
Madame D?
Madame D, baby!
MD.
Miss D.
Tamlin, MD.
Tamlin, fucks. Let's go.
All right, so you guys tow this tank back. It doesn't take too long, but it's starting to be kind of the sun's starting to set now. And you get back, and so Jorge's like, hey, it's dangerous to drive around out there right now. Why don't you guys spend the night at the camp? And we'll have, like, a nice little feast for y'all.
That sounds great.
Oh, Jorge, are you sure? I don't want to impose or anything.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
All right.
I got this sourdough if you want to use any of it.
Oh.
From Sour Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know who Sour Joe is.
Oh, he was the sniper that broke my arm.
Let's not talk about that. Let's go prep.
Okay. So it's not a real big feast, but it's a pretty modest feast. And they give you each a tent. Does Wesley sleep in your tent, or does he get his own tent?
Obviously. What is this?
All right. And then the night goes by.
I would like to ask Jorge a question.
Yeah.
Like, hey Jorge.
Hey.
Is there, like, any way that, like, I could get John reinstated? Because I know it would mean a lot to him.
I mean, looking how things are going, I think we can get him reinstated. Because, I mean, the whole reason he left was because to keep peace with the Chrome Torrents. And after this...
Oh, yeah, let's just kill all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, if we kill them, then...
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, why we? I mean, they didn't even keep the peace. They attacked you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something, unfortunately, we're a bit of a democracy, so I can't just be like, he's back.
I think that's the greatest thing I've ever heard. In true democracy, or are you talking republic type stuff?
Republic. We have, like, leaders, you know?
Oh, right. So, like you guys are, like, the Chrome Torrents of, like, Arizona. And then there's some from, like, elsewhere, right?
No, we're the only Mojave winds.
Okay, so you're the Mojave wind.
And there's, like, there's lieutenants.
Okay, but so are all the lieutenants here currently, or are there different... chunks of
Yeah, they're all here.
Oh, so this is all of you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, some of them are out on, like, scouting missions and stuff.
Cool.
This isn't everyone, but it's most.
You know, I respect the Republic thing. And is there, like, term periods?
Well, I mean, it's all elected, so then there's no real term limits, but...
Interesting. How often are elections held?
We do it.
Biannually?
Yeah, every year.
You know, it's interesting. We were thinking about having John run for mayor.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you guys back that?
I mean, most of us aren't registered to vote, but yeah, we'd be more than happy to back John.
Yeah, because I think, right, like, having a Mojave wind in the mayoral position, that would be helpful for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We killed the mayor.
Oh, cool. How'd you kill him?
You see that little one over there? And I pointed at Aku.
Yeah,
Aku shot him in the face.
Oh, cool.
And then one of us put a bomb on him. It might have been me, it might have been Aku, I don't remember. And then we just kind of blew his body up.
Why'd you blow his body up?
Well, he didn't have any money anymore, so he didn't really need it.
But why, that doesn't answer why you need to blow him up.
Aku hated him.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's actually really exciting. I would love to get John reinstated.
Well, yeah, we'll do... I'll do what I can. I mean, there is still some mixed feelings. I mean, of course, I love them, but there are some mixed feelings.
No, yeah, I mean, we got to vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get instated? Just like as like an interim member.
I mean, if you want to.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any extra, like, sniper ammunition?
Yeah, we'll give you a few mags.
Thanks. Yeah, and I just go collect those. And then I go, like, scurry off into my tent, eat the rest of my sourdough.
Any of you guys want to do anything before you go to bed?
I want to go bug John.
Okay.
I, like... knock on the outside of your tent. John!
Hold on.
John, this is important.
You hear the ruffling of pants being put on.
John, this is important.
Hold on. And then I'm putting on my boot, I button up my shirt and I open the thing. Yes, Aku, and then I put my hat on.
This is important to me, okay? I need you to listen very carefully.
Okay, anything you need, Aku.
Do you know any campfire songs?
To sing, or?
Yes.
I know a few. Sure.
Can you please?
Yeah. Do you want anybody else, or just want to get the team together?
Get the team together.
Is Aku drunk?
No.
Okay.
Aku doesn't go outside of their workshop. This is all very new to them. Yeah.
So, all right, then I'll go. Let's you go get Madam Despair. I'm gonna go get Doc, and then I leave. Oh, I walk to Doc's tent.
You know what's so crazy? I was gonna bring up because Madam Despair had said on mic last time. I don't know if we were gonna cut it or not. She was like, me and Wesley are gonna fuck tonight.
Yeah.
Poor Aku.
I'm just gonna be like 5 feet away throwing rocks at the tent.
It just sounds like corduroy rubbing together.
I really don't want to get closer. I'm just Madam Despair throwing rocks. Wesley throwing another rock. Come outside.
She like zip, she peeks her head out. She's like, you wanted to join?
I throw another rock. It's campfire song time. Come on, you're part of this.
You hear Wesley saying something, but it's muffled. You can't really
okay,
talk.
Just give me...
Wesley, you're invited to.
Give me 2 minutes to finish this off, and then
I'll be out. Oh, I don't need to hear more of that. I start walking away. I come back. I'm like, I think they're coming.
I've borrowed a guitar, Jesse, from one of the people and my friends, and I'm lighting the fire right now. And I say, that's fantastic, and I take a seat. And I say, when's the last time you guys been at an old campfire?
Never.
Never?
Why do you think this is so exciting to me, John?
What about you, Doc? What about you, Wesley?
No, I've never been next to a campfire.
Doc?
The last time I was at a campfire was really nice.
Well, it's nice to have you all around here. Appreciate you all coming out. gather around a campfire.
See you.
Yeah, and that's John's campfire song. That's the one he's going to play.
Beautiful.
And he does the whole thing at the end where he almost breaks the guitar, but then he remembers that it's, you know, his friend, so he doesn't, you know.
Brings a tear to Aku's eye.
Bring out weenies for you guys to roast.
Dude.
Doc has a stash of marshmallows, like, hidden in his mechanical leg.
Dude. I was going to ask you to put as many marshmallows as I could fit on a stick as you possibly can.
I'm just putting marshmallows for Aku. Like, 7 marshmallows on a stick. Like, they all catch fire.
I put them directly into the fire.
Wait, Aku.
This is what... Marshmallow me, man.
Aku! It's all on fire!
They're marshmallow grenades. They're made in the grenade factory.
Doc, I need you to marshmallow me again.
Keep putting them on, wasting my marshmallows.
Yeah, I won't put them directly into the fire this time. Please. Put them a little up. Yeah. They still catch fire.
We have marshmallows.
Yeah, we have fun time. We have fun. Yeah.
Have a nice time.
Have a good little night.
All right, so you guys all roll up into your cots, and they're surprisingly comfortable.
I sleep like a goddamn baby.
Well, you sleep like a baby until you're awoken.
Oh, fuck.
All of us?
Yeah, all of you.
Do we get our money first?
Yeah, you guys all got your money.
Okay.
Wow, cool.
Already got it.
You guys are all awoken by explosions.
Oh, fuck.
All around you.
We should have just gone to the fucking base and killed them.
I throw open the tent with my holster, 2 revolvers, my assault rifle, and my tidy whities and armor. What's happening?
Everyone's
under attack.
Dude, he's having fucking flashbacks. Oh, no.
The fellow Mojave ones are also shooting randomly into the air.
Don't on their tidy whities.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Got it.
They're
runs
all just
in the
Johns.
Family.
Yeah. So they're shooting all around you, and you're looking around. You guys don't see anyone. Madam, give me a quick perception check.
13.
Yeah, you look around, and you notice Wesley isn't in the tent.
God damn it!
Wesley?
You look on his cot, and there's a little note.
I go look. What does it say?
Uh-oh.
It says, to my cute little bunny. Sorry for being late to our last date, but I want to make it up to you. Meet me at the restaurant you were at when Arisaka died. Bring your friends too, but if anyone else shows up or you take too long, your little toy is going to have his shaggy little head removed. XOXO.
Fuck!
Are explosions still happening?
No, there's no, like, there's fire and stuff. And then give me a resist drugs check.
12.
Yeah, so you notice, like, when you pick it up and read it, and you notice, like, the paper is, like, a little moist. And you're like, what's that? And you can feel, like, your hands kind of tingling, and, like, you're a little disoriented, but you kind of quickly...
Yeah,
you
kind of,
yeah, so I mean, it doesn't take long for it to, like, for you to shake it off.
Oh, everyone's, like, shooting wildly outside.
Yeah.
She's in her, like, nightgown. And she actually has tears in her eyes. Like, this is, like, oh. Like, the first you've ever seen her actually, like, distraught.
I have my sniper aimed directly at you, like, oh.
We have to go.
What's wrong?
We have to go. They took Wesley.
Who's they?
Where are we going?
They did
you need
what?
You need to talk. You need to talk.
Oh, the restaurant's called Delectable Mountain, by the way.
Delectable Mountain. We have to go to Delectable Mountain. It's this restaurant. It's important.
Okay,
they
how
have
do you
Wesley.
Know this?
We can probably explain on the way, right? Yes?
Yeah,
we
I'll
go.
Explain on the way.
You guys gotta get dressed first?
I am already dressed.
Doc wears the same thing to bed as he does
awake. Aku also wears the same thing to
God
bed
damn.
As he does awake.
Doc's deeply depressed.
God damn it.
Doc sleeps in the same clothes. Doc changes every 3 days.
Aku's paranoid.
I'm gonna pack my stuff.
Do you tell us about the note?
In the car, right, I imagine?
Because I don't want to leave the note.
Oh, yeah, huh.
But I don't get to make that call. Taylor
yeah.
gets to make that call. That's why Doc was probing, because I'm like, how do you know?
Oh.
Because people can hack our stuff, so Doc,
yeah.
Doc's asking more like, did they send you a message?
No.
Was it in your head? Was
yeah,
it...
yeah, yeah. I wasn't hacked. It was a note. They were in here.
Hey,
someone was in
where's
here.
The
they dropped
note?
It off. It's over there on his cot. Don't touch it.
I pick it up.
Give me your resist drug.
Yeah, I have resist drug and torture.
15.
Yeah, so you kind of feel it, but you're able to kind of push it out.
Oh. Good stuff.
And I just pocket it.
Okay.
So, Jesse, what's the state of the camp?
So it's disorganized. People are just shooting randomly. There's fire everywhere. People are trying to take out the fires.
Fuck. We need to destroy their base, though. We gotta get rid of the base, but we have to help them. This is the perfect opportunity to get rid of those other people's base.
I'm gonna try to find Jorge and all this.
Okay, yeah, Jorge's, like, trying to help with the fires. They're yelling at people to stop shooting.
Is it... How successful is he in calming people down?
Let's see.
Do you mention that the note also said bring your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not very successful.
Well, he has a note. You looked at it, yeah. So...
I could get in the tank.
I just...
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna get in the
all
tank.
Right.
Fire shot in the air to make big sound.
Wait, doesn't that give... Oh, we already gave away our location.
Yeah, we're on fire.
Where are you? Yeah. Yeah, we're on fire and we're shooting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just... make a shot. I go,
everybody shut up.
Everyone's quiet.
We need to we know who did this. Jorge, come talk to me. We're gonna figure out a plan. We're gonna fix this.
Jorge runs over to you like, what's going on?
I was hoping you could tell me. But I say that so nobody else hears. Everybody help put out the fires, but calm down, stop shooting in the air.
No laws.
No loss. Jorge.
I'm a vote for John sign that I'm holding up while you're talking.
When did you make that?
Puts it away quickly.
So yeah, I'm trying to get to them to focus on the fires, not shooting, kind of more organized. You, Lieutenant, you go help and, you know, that shit. And then Jorge, what happened? Like, what do we see?
I don't know. It looks like a lot of our vehicles were they just exploded. It looks like some kind of explosive was planted on them. But I don't know how anyone could snuck in. We had sentries out.
There's a mole.
I'm going to gather up quickly, and I take out the thing and read it. Okay, we're going to put it away. I'm like, madam, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, we need to get Wesley.
Yes.
But I do have a follow-up question. How can we be certain that Wesley's not the mole? How did someone get in and kidnap him and leave a note without you recognizing it?
He wouldn't do that to me.
So one thing you know about, so Alex, her whole thing is like stealth missions.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that would be right
so totally,
her
she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Alex, I know her.
Was
it signed Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Alex.
Hold on.
How do you know Alex?
Long story. How do you know Alex?
Oh, she called off all the... She pulled the funding from the mayor. I talked to her on the phone. She seemed pretty cool.
Just, like, visibly, like, rubbing your face.
Shaking.
Yeah, she seemed pretty all right, honestly. Do you think she knows where the Baba Yaga is? Oh, sorry. That's the second thing. Secondary thing. Was she trying to make you pass out? I don't understand the point of poisoning the note or letter.
I don't know. If she's you're supposed to meet crazy, up with her. Okay.
Whoa. You're calling someone
she's a
crazy.
Psycho.
Okay. All right.
Andy's
a little upset.
Yeah.
I understand you're upset. So you're positive this wasn't Wesley.
I am 100% positive he wouldn't do this to me.
Well, then we got to get Wesley. But in that same vein, you guys have to strike while the iron's hot, right? And I look at Jorge.
Yeah.
But what if that's what they want? What if they're trying to instigate an attack? Can I roll a tactics? Is that something you would do?
Yeah.
16?
Yeah, so you know that... So you have a general... So you did attack their base, so you actually know pretty good about it. So they do have pretty, like, decent security around the perimeter, and especially after... So you know that they... destroyed their heavy hitters in the first attack. So you don't really have any, like, siege equipment, basically, to get through those walls. That's kind of your big issue right now. And then there are a lot of them in there. So especially right now with getting hit twice, you don't... I mean...
Yeah,
it would be pretty desperate.
They have a tank and an armored vehicle, though.
What if we...
Also, morale's pretty low right now, so...
We need to help Wesley, but what if we... Whenever we do this attack, what if we do, like, a feign, oh, we're just going to keep moving, try to run away, but then, like, only leave a couple of, like, camps because everything else was destroyed, and then when they all leave to go attack us, we strike then.
I like that idea. So, I do have a question for Madam, and would she know... So, who are the... Sorry, what's the name of the base of the bad guys that we don't like?
Chrome Torn.
So, Doc... kind of asks Madam, like, would the Chrome Torrent work, or are they working with Alex and her people?
Is that something I would know?
Yeah, so...
They're working with the Baba Yaga explicitly, right?
Yeah, and Alex is kind of... So you've kind of figured that Alex is kind of like the go-between for the Baba Yaga.
Oh.
Do you say that?
And she's,
no.
She's probably the reason why they're so organized, too.
Well, the note didn't say you have to bring your friends. It says you can bring your friends.
Is that correct?
I thought it said...
No, I think it says bring your friends. Yeah, it just says bring your friends, too.
Do you tell us that?
I tell, like, enough, but not the Baba Yaga shit.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Well, she helps organize them. What if we go to the meeting? I died in the explosions. I ran off. One of my things malfunctioned in the fire, and I died. Myself... And Lobo. And I point at Lobo, who's like, like holding her sniper, like looking around. We take a position, and once you guys either get information or things go south, we take the shots.
So that won't work. So Delectable Mountain is a massive skyscraper, and the restaurant's on the very top. So there is no position to take, like, a sniper.
It is the position.
No.
Rich people.
We are friends with people who have air support.
Yeah, 6th Street.
We get up in those fucking choppers, and so we can just be positioned off in two different choppers, and then the minute things, you guys send a message or whatever, you blow up the chat. We get up in the air and we start taking shots from the choppers. Would that work? Is that a thing that could work? Because you know way more about Delectable Mountain than I can. Doc's a crazy person, so Doc's even crazy person ideas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So another thing, so this could work, but so Delectable Mountain is pretty deep into the combat zone, so you'd be going through Maelstrom territory, which is also working for Alex. So, I mean, it's possible that you could get in.
It's a bitch.
And then it's also real close to the radiation zone, so that could also affect the electronics on the helicopter.
This is a bitch and a half.
Do I still have Alex's number?
Yeah, she hasn't been responding to you.
Wait, can we contact our handler?
Madden Despair, let me be forthright. How much do you care about Alex dying or not dying?
It's a loaded question. It's a very loaded
question. She's not going to have Wesley with her, and she obviously has some kind of plan, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
One other little detail about Alex. So she has mantis arms, which are like swords that come out of your arms. You know that, like, one of her party... So she has very advanced targeting systems for it. So, like, one of her party tricks, you would throw something at her and she'd cut it perfectly in half. So you know that if you get close to her, like, you're dead.
that she will kill Wesley if he's there. Okay, second question.
We always have insurance.
Yeah, that's such a sick name.
And I kind of I hold up my little hacking knife and I'm like, if I get close to her, I can just turn those arms off.
Getting close to her is the hard part.
Well, I can get there.
You got.
She won't kill Wesley first. She's gonna have to kill me if I go for her.
Hey Jesse, how would you feel about us blowing a bomb up in the middle of a skyscraper? Is it a corporate one? Is it an Arasaka one by any chance?
Oh no, it's abandoned now.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Then nobody's gonna get that mad.
I would also like to put another bomb in my leg, just so we have extra bombs in the case that we try to get checked.
Dude, Adam, dude, fuck it.
Okay, so hold on. So we have to.
What's the actual plan?
So we have Maelstrom that we have to deal with. We have
Chrome Torrent.
We have allies who are hurt, but we're also allies with, what are they called?
Sixth Street.
We initiate a pseudo gang war.
I was thinking this exact same thing.
Not a real one, and we tell our allies that if they're getting hurt or if they're losing men or something, they pull out as quickly as possible, but it's a distraction for the forces on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
She won't expect that. She won't anticipate that.
What do they get out of it, though? You get me? Because they have to get something out of this for it to be...
We've succeeded in stuff they need from us time and time again. They get... From me, 3 free jobs. And they get their men get free medical attention for a year.
I'll also throw in my help because I'm a tech and can help.
I want to start. I send. Who is the leader of the.
I have the name.
I can't think of her name right now. The one that I was like, do you want me to get burgers?
Lieutenant or something or whatever.
Yeah, First Lieutenant Pluto.
Yeah, I messaged First Lieutenant Pluto, milkshake question mark, favor question mark.
He's like, what's the favor?
I don't want to, I said, not here. Like, not, and then I, is there a way I could securely, like, conversate?
I mean, not really.
We're far too, right?
Yeah, you're outside of Night Cities.
Would they be able to send someone out here?
The 6th Street?
Fast enough?
Yeah, probably. Like, but you'd have to make it worth their while.
I send her 1,000 eddies, and I'm like, send someone to talk.
Yeah,
so or like, you come down yourself.
Okay, so she's like, I'll hear this out. I'll head on out there.
We're gonna get that little Gimp boy back one way or another. Yeah, so they get out here?
Yeah, it takes a couple hours, but they're out. But the sun's coming up now.
I don't know what she wants.
Yeah, what was the time frame on the note?
She just said if you take too long. There was no time frame.
Okay, question then. What would we feel is taking too long? Like, I'll give that. Like, what does Madam D think is taking too long?
At least the middle of the day.
So we have to do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So... we tell them our plan. We propose, like, you know, these are things. You'll get free jobs from us, and then I'll give you free all your men free medical attention anytime they come into my if you need it. We just need you to instigate a pseudo gang war.
Oh, okay.
Not even a real one.
Who's the gang in question?
Maelstrom.
Literally one of the most powerful gangs. You want us to get in a fight with them?
Yep. Well. We have this armored vehicle you can borrow.
That's our only form of transportation right now.
We can rent a car. There's cabs.
You hear drum. Like, just like that.
Yeah, well, because I also want to get
the only problem is, like, we're going into a combat zone. I'd rather have the armored vehicle.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
Than just a regular car.
So, okay, so let's go through our options, team.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay. We could just go to the meeting. But that feels so unprepared on our end.
So yeah, you each get a message, and so you see it's Wesley, and he's beaten up and tied to a chair, and he's sitting like right on the edge of like a window, and so you can see that it's at the top of the skyscraper, and he's like sitting precariously close to the edge, and then there's like a little blade that's off.
I just ask Pluto to fly us there, or ask if we could have a thing to fly there.
And she's like, well, I mean, it'll cost you.
Free work for a year. All your men.
For a year?
Free medical attention for a year.
All right. I'll even throw in a pilot for you guys. So you guys don't have to...
Thanks.
Thank God.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, that might be the move, but I'm going to bring insurance.
Okay.
I also plant a bomb in my leg.
Okay.
That's something I probably would have been working on while waiting. Like...
Loading up on grenades. Jorge, because in the meantime, if you can wait a day... We will come back, we will solve this problem. We will get Sholo back, and we will strike against Chrome Torrent. Make sure they never mess with us again.
And Pluto will help us.
We'll see. If the pay's right, then sure.
I just give Pluto a knuckle bump.
Yeah, Pluto gives you a knuckle bump.
Yeah, yes. And then let's all fucking climb into this helicopter and cry a little. Seeing that quickly turn, like, I think you all notice, like, the demeanor in Doc change the minute he sees Wesley beat up. He's like,
we gotta go.
Oh, so you know about cyberpsychosis. So you know that Wesley's already been kind of close to it, and you know that an experience, like traumatic experience like this.
We gotta get there, boys. We gotta go.
Jesse, don't do it.
What, you bitch.
If you save him, you'll save him. It'll be fine. All right,
so we get into this fucking helicopter and we Jesse.
Yeah, so it does take another like hour or two for the helicopter to get there, and then now it's coming back. So now it's starting to get close to how you feel it might be. Time limit.
I messaged Sourdough and I'm like, what's the under over on you coming down here with a sniper?
The combat zone?
I just dropped my location.
You want me to just run to the combat
zone? I've already dropped my location. I don't respond any further. I dropped my location and 500 eddies.
500 is not going to be enough.
I also transferred. Oh! I'm like, did Wesley have time that night to transfer over all those guys' eddies? So I was like, dude, all those eddies I got you transferred.
It's going to take a while to get there. I know. You probably won't get there.
He's my insurance. He just kills me. All right, let's go save fucking Wesley.
All right, yeah. So you're flying through the combat zone. So some, like, scavs take some pot shots at your helicopter, but nothing damage.
I throw grenades down.
No, it's just minor scratches on your helicopter, doesn't it? Or technically, this would be an AV. So it's an armored, it's like a box, floating box thing. No, you guys are perfectly safe from any pot shots you're taking. And so you guys are getting close, and now you're getting close to the radioactive zone. So it's it's a bit more of a bumpy ride.
All the systems.
Yeah, all the electronics are kind of fucking up. So it's the Delectable Mountain's very obvious because it's the tallest building. And the pilot lands it. He's like, all right, I'll wait here.
Thanks. I just pat him on the shoulder.
Thank you, friend, for this. We owe you one. Well, we paid you already, so anyways. I leave.
we go. Madam D, you want to take lead on this?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe leverage that me and Alex, like, go back, you know? Like, maybe.
And remember, we always have our insurance, and I pat insurance.
Be careful.
There's, like, a ticking when you pack it.
I pat it more. Stop.
If it comes down to it, we can make a trade, me for Wesley.
Well, it's not going to come down to that. We're not going to have to do that.
Well, no, because if I get close enough to her, I've got it.
It's not going to come down to that.
Well, because the thing is, I'm not going to die until I kill the Baba Yaga, so we're probably good.
I just don't know what she wants from me. You know what I mean? Like, what I know why, like...
No. Well, let's go figure it out.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. Our little ginger boy.
All right, so you guys walk in. So this building's all blown up. It got pretty damaged from the nuke, and it's never been repaired.
Oh, that's the building we're in?
Well, you're not in Arasaka Tower. You're outside. So right outside the radioactive.
She was there and watched the explosion.
That's right. I was like, Jesse, Jesus.
So fucked up. Do you tell us any of that on the ride over? Like, are you giving us any more information now?
Are you prying?
I do huff the note a couple more times and then start prying.
God, you're scary.
So, like, this Alex chick, she's like, was it like a bad breakup? Because she seemed cool on the phone.
Yeah, you could say it was a bad breakup.
Yeah, like, why would you, what is...
Like, how bad is bad?
We're talking, like, a little beyond Key and Cars here.
I text Izanami. I'm just like, I'm going to text Izanami what we're doing. I'm going to text Izanami.
Oh, so she says, just abandon the boy. This is too dangerous. It's clearly a trap.
Is it in a group chat or is it just you?
No, it was just me because I was like, whatever. And then I show you guys the text.
Oh. Wait, what about that that detective we were working with for a little while ago?
Ellie.
Yeah, who was she hunting again? People from Arasaka?
No, she was just an old tech.
Could I message her and be like, do you know Alex? Do you have a last name?
Yeah, it's just Alex.
Just Alex.
Do you know a high-profile Alex? ?
So she says, yes, stay away from her.
Well, what are we talking about?
It's clearly a trap. She's gonna kill you guys.
She has our little ginger boy.
Then leave him.
Cannot.
She's gonna kill him anyway, probably.
Over-under type shit.
Look. It's a trap. Don't do it. You'll get killed.
Okay, but if you had to crunch the numbers on what our best odds were, what should we do?
Very little.
Never tell me that.
It's obviously a trap. I don't understand how you guys don't see this is clearly a trap.
Oh, it's so obviously a trap, but I can't die until the Baba Yaga's dead, so we'll probably be okay.
Yeah, just abandon the boy. We'll get you a new Netrunner. It'll be fine.
Well, no, but she loves him secretly.
She should know out of anyone that we shouldn't be wasting our time with emotions. This is business. Wesley knew what he signed up.
I respond just ellipses, just dot, dot, dot. Love is the only thing that's worth anything. And then I block her number so her texts aren't getting my phone anymore.
Madam D, you're getting texts from Izanami telling you, don't do this. Leave Wesley. He's just an average Netrunner. We could get you a new one.
Do I see you getting those texts?
Well, she's ignoring them.
Okay.
Not entirely because, like, Wesley, but because, like, this is the first time she's heard from Alex. And she kind of wants to know what she wants.
Okay. I despise Madam D.
Yeah, she wants to know what she wants.
Do you not care about Wesley?
No, I love Wesley. But
oh, man.
I despise
Madam
D.
Oh, God.
She wants to know what she wants.
All right. Well, there is, like, a little land, because this is a fancy, right? So there is, like, a little landing pad. And, you open the door, you guys walk down the stairs, and then now you're going into the dining room of the last place you were when Arasaka Tower exploded.
Hey friends, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our friends over on Goose Poop Games for Good Soup. Good Soup is an accessible, GM-less RPG where players are woodland creatures gathering ingredients to make a soup to heal weary travelers. This is great for those looking to try out a TTRPG for the first time. Actions are determined by eating actual soup or rolling dice, and the book comes with a soup recipe in the back. Good Soup is created by Goose Poop Games over in Portland, Maine. Goose Poop Games self-publishes board games, card games, tabletop role-playing games, and designs their own stickers and patches. They create games that are accessible to a wide range of player types and are constantly making something new and exciting. Stay up to date with their new games and events, including a full release of Good Soup, by joining their newsletter on goosepoopgames.com. You'll even receive a free mini game by signing up. That's goosepoopgames.com and socials at goosepoop207. We'll also have their links to everything in our episode description, so don't even worry about that. Be sure to check out Good Soup, and a small secret from us, we may be trying this game out soon in a new little segment, so keep your eyes out for that. Our next ad is more of an announcement per se from us over on 5 Gems in a Drench Coat. We were so graciously nominated for a Crit Award for Best Upcoming Podcast a few weeks ago. It's absolutely crazy, bananas, bonkers. If you follow us on our socials, you know that we've been kind of screaming about this to the rooftops. And I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has supported us, believed in us, subscribed to us, followed us, listened to us, all of that this past year. It's been a crazy year for us, but we're only just going up from here. And so, if you're listening and you've enjoyed any of our content this past year, we would humbly appreciate if you would vote us for Best Upcoming Podcast. We've poured our goddamn all into making this podcast, and we continue to by bringing you new content, new ideas, all of that sort of thing. We love making this podcast, and we would so appreciate it if you would vote us for Best Upcoming Podcast. We'll have the link to the Google form in our episode description. It's also all over our social medias. The last day to vote is July 7th, so you only have a few more days to get your votes in. We would so, so, so appreciate it. Even if we don't take home the award, we're still in the company of such giants in that category. It's absolutely insane to us. Thank you so, so much again. Alrighty, let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming, shall we? Back to the episode.
As we're moving, could I, like, take a look around to see if there's, like, anything rigged or anything like that?
Yeah, you guys could do, like, a perception or tactics.
I got a 19 on perception.
Well, I got a 17 perception.
I got 15 tactics.
Yeah, so you guys know there's a lot of, like, in a building like this, there's a lot of, like freight elevator, not freight elevator, but, like, employee elevators. They have elevators just for employees, and there's, like, a lot of back rooms for, like, storage and stuff. So there's, like, plenty of places for people to hide.
For us to get ambushed?
Yeah.
I lean over and I'm like, yeah, we should probably put our stuff down by the door and like look at like the different entrances that people could come through and kind of like we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna leave it in Doc. If things go south, I'm gonna jump out a window. I don't care if I die. I'm gonna arm the bomb, throw it at the bottom. I don't care who else dies. They're not getting out.
That's so stupid.
I've been holding out of the secret, but I can fly. And then like you see one of my pupils is dilated and the other one's not. And I like tuck the note back into my pocket.
Oh god. Doc's high. All right.
Good god.
We're gonna be okay. It's a good note.
Keep walking.
This Alex feller knows how to party.
Yeah. I might say things. Don't worry about it.
Ma'am D, we're already here.
Yeah. No, yeah, just don't.
What level of don't worry about it are we talking about, Ma'am D?
All right, so you guys walk in, and near where you were sitting when the bomb exploded, you see Wesley's chair like right on the edge of the broken window, and you see him, he's looking out, and then all of a sudden his chair starts leaning back, and so out of nowhere Alex like appears, like she has like some kind of cloaking device. Oh, and so she's using her blade to lean back his chair, so if she were to pull it back, he would like go forward, basically.
Jesse, I know that we've never talked about this before, but it's thematically appropriate for John to have a lasso.
Dude.
No, it is.
I mean, let me see if Jorge gives you a lasso before you left. No.
Wait, could I have gotten a lasso? Because I'm an interim member.
What?
Remember, I talked to Jorge the night before about being an interim member.
Dude, Jesse being like, the squad, what?
Dude. Jesse, roll forward with disadvantage. Shit, never mind, guys.
No.
I don't have a lasso either.
No one has a lasso.
All right, well.
All right, so Alex is standing there.
I nudge you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I nudge you.
Like, sorry I missed our last date, but, you know, I was busy.
What do you want from me, Alex?
I've just been real impressed by what you guys have been able to accomplish, and I just want you guys to you know, if you'll switch sides, work for Militech, abandon Arasaka, work for us, I think we could do great things.
Baby, we could have had everything.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, we're both business people, and business comes first.
How do I know you're not just going to kill all of us right now?
Well, you would be part of Militech. All you have to do is give me the contact information for your handler. That's all you got to do to prove that you're on our side.
How long has it been since you ruined everything?
When I kicked out Arasaka from the U.S., it's been about 20 years. Like, or I could just kill you all. Oh, she kind of looks at the rest of you, and so she looks at Doc and goes,
"Oh, hey,
aren't you? Don't you hate the Baba Yaga?"
Uh huh.
Well, he's kind of crazy, and we're looking for someone to replace him. Now, I'm sure with your knowledge of cyberpsychosis, you would be probably a better asset than him.
Oh no, I don't want to replace him. I want to kill him with a lot of fire and guns.
Yeah, I could get you to him, and we can kill him. All you have to do is work for Militech, take his place.
No, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you kill... I'll bring you to him personally if you
I
want.
Cannot fill that position as a position that shouldn't exist. I can work as a doctor to try to solve these things, but the Baba Yaga is more than just some guy that's doing weird science experiments for you, and you know that.
Give me a second. So she kind of like taps the side of her head, and so you get a message, and you open it.
Yeah.
So you open it, and it's the Baba Yaga. So when you saw him last, you didn't get a good look at him. Uh-huh. So when you look at him, you recognize, you know who this person is. So he's known as his name is Dr. Rhapsody, and he is one of the leading researchers in cyberpsychosis. Uh-huh. So you would have read he probably would have been like one of your like heroes.
Son of a bitch, goddammit, this is the worst news I've gotten in any fucking. I throw my phone like fuck shit.
And then next, Aku gets a picture of him. So you open it.
Yeah.
So on his, so he has these special cyber arms, and so you notice immediately your parents' cyber arms. Uh-huh. They engraved their spouse's initials and then your initials, and you can see that it's there, but it's scratched off. So he's probably the one who has your cyber arms.
I'm like gripping my phone with a strength that looks like it might break it.
So he's like, I can lead you. I could bring him out. I could lead you to him, take him to where he works, or I could bring him out.
Deal.
Wait, but I didn't get like John says that to himself.
I don't know who you are.
Deal. I'm going to come over to you, and I'm going to leave all of my stuff over here. You're going to leave that boy alone. And I'm going to give you all the information that I have from our contact, okay?
So she says, just message it to me. You don't need to come near me.
I just through my phone.
That's a good point. Well, have one of the others message me then.
They're not on my side.
I pull out a gun and aim it at his head. like.
Yeah.
So she purposely kind of like slips her arm, her like sword arm a little bit to make like Wesley.
I'm roll a deception to try and convince her.
All right.
Or convince. Conversation?
What's bad I think there's like a deception. Right,
persuasion.
Persuasion, yeah, do a persuasion.
15? Don't make me do this.
So she says, I know that you guys are kind of weirdly will they, won't they. You're not going to shoot him. Just send me the information. I let Wesley go, and I'll bring out the Baba Yaga for you guys.
I grab, like, Don by the wrist, and I, like, lower his gun down.
Oh, so she kind of looks at John and goes, actually, I do recognize you. You attacked the Chrome Torrent base, didn't you, by yourself? That was pretty ballsy. And with Militech's back, Chrome Torrent's also kind of crazy. We could back Mojave Wind instead.
Nah, I'm badass enough. I don't need your help. Thank you, though.
What cyber tech do you have?
I have enhanced antibodies, wolvers, which are like my hands, the Sandevistan, an interface plug. I don't know if that matters. Biomonitor. That's about it, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, plug in.
I wink at you, like, when you do that.
Yeah, I plug in, and then I turn you off.
Well, do you roll? Well, if you're...
What are you turning off, exactly?
I'm not turning anything off. I'm just making... He's dropping to the floor after I plug in.
Okay. Just send me the information.
Once again, don't have my phone.
Have one of the others do it. I'm not having you come near me.
Aku?
Mm-hmm.
Whose side are you on?
Not yours.
I drop all my equipment, and I drop the, like, hacking knife.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? I broke my phone. They're not on my side. John's down. And I drop my sniper, like, right next to your, like, legs.
So so with her other arm, another sword extends out of it. She's pointing at John, like, pick up his phone.
I don't have his password.
Yes, password locked.
No, she's like, I'm getting tired of this, all right? Just, look, this is the best deal you're going to get. Arisaka isn't going to return. You guys are backing the wrong pony. If you just side with us, you will get everything you want and more.
Alex, it's been so long. And, like, she's, like, sort of choking up a little bit. I missed you.
So she's like, I missed you too, but you understand this is business. So she slides back her sword a bit more, so now it's just like on the tip of the blade on the chair.
Before I give everything up to join you, can you just do one thing for me?
Yeah, what do you need?
Kiss me.
So she says, drop all your weapons.
Okay. So. I drop all of my weapons.
So her second blade arm is still extended.
That's fine.
So she's like, all right, come on. Let's do this.
So I want you to know, I have scratchers. I can't drop those.
Yeah, you can't drop those.
Does she know about those?
I mean...
I don't think I would have had them.
No, yeah, this would have been a new thing. And I assume that you have them kind of disguised. So they just look like your nails. Yeah, so yeah, she...
So you know what I'm trying to do, right?
Hey.
Okay. So she's going to lock up, give her the most... emotionally charged kiss.
Mm-hmm. But you do feel her blade against your back, by the way.
I don't care.
Okay.
Extendo nail into the neck as we kiss.
All right. Give me a cool check.
Okay. What's 8 plus 5, guys?
13.
I have all my luck points right now, yeah. Don't I? How many do I need to get a good...
What'd you get?
13?
13?
18.
Oh, I can get there. I spend, what, 5?
All right.
To make it work.
So, I'm going to give you an automatic crit. So, roll 2d6s.
6 and a 5.
You basically fucked up her windpipe, so she cannot speak right now. Peace, death. Oh, and then she's more likely to die.
How close am I to the window with her?
Well, she still has Wesley, so we need to consider that.
Yeah, you're a good,
that.
Like, foot away.
Actually, what's the over-under on Wesley?
Yeah, she's probably going to drop him, so...
Because... Okay.
Well, I'm in
okay,
motion.
Okay. Oh, you're in motion?
If she drops him, I'm in motion.
Because what I want to do now that I slashed her shit is just, like, embrace out the window. It's over for me, bro.
All right.
She's my fucking Roman Empire.
My God. Son of a bitch.
All right, give me a...
This is the most lesbian shit. Anyways.
So... Yeah, so grab. Give me a physical, or you can do a cool.
We have a helicopter. Someone figure it out.
I was gonna ask, do we have the pilot's contact?
Yeah.
Someone catch
him. I made a group chat with him.
Okay, cool.
Based on how you want to do it, you could either do cool, dex, or body.
If I do this, what's the over under on Wesley?
He's also going out
with me. Is he also
going
out with me? Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, because he's like in the way. So, I mean, look, I'll roll a check to see maybe if you roll high enough, I'll be like, you kind of kick him out of the way. But it's gonna be a high roll.
14.
Do you have any cool luck points?
I have one more luck point.
I mean, this might
that
be
I'll
the
spend.
Yeah.
You got 15. Yeah. So she's caught by surprise, and she rolled real low. So, give me another cool check. See if you could push Wesley out of the way at the last second.
That's a 10 plus 8, 18.
Yeah. So she kind of stabs you in the back once you get her. So you're kind of locked in. So you're able to. So it even kind of helps because you're kind of locked into her and you push her out and you're able to like kind of kick Wesley so his chair kind of wiggle like spins to the side and he's not going to fall out and you both fall to your death.
What's this? Okay.
I was going to say, while all this is in motion, because I wanted to send a communication to the pilot to go around to where the window is, I can only send that and see
Doc's if... moving. Doc's in
and
motion.
See if Madam D can tumble in and let her go out, and maybe she can hold on.
Is this Fast and Furious?
Well, I can't do anything else.
If Diesel can do it, so can I.
There's nothing else I can do except send support
Jesse.
That way.
Yeah. I'm going to roll over, like, because, you know, pull out my assault rifle, aim at the door, and start moving back towards Wesley, and just, like I want to watch that door, but also go check on Wesley.
My skates are on, like out, and I'm out the window right as they go out the window. I'm going for
she jumping with them.
I've got it.
There is a sword in her back.
She's not dead though.
But
I'm a doctor.
Look, this is gonna be a lot of difficult checks.
Here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm taking my as I'm like skating. I take my coat, my lab coat off. And I fling it towards Aku.
Okay.
And they just like lunge out. And I'm like, well, fingers crossed someone catches it. And I'm going to grab onto your bag.
All right. So give me a cool check.
I'm going to spend all my luck points to go for a 15.
Okay. You grab her, but there's still the sword in her back that seems pretty in there. So. All
right. So I'm holding on. We're all out here.
Well, Aku needs to make a reflex check to try to grab the jacket. That's going to be...
Aku, please.
That's going to be a 15.
Okay, it's a 13.
Do you have luck points?
I have luck points. I'm going to spend 2 of them to make it a 15.
Okay. You're going to have a sword about to just drag along your back.
I thought it was, like, in her.
Yeah, it's in her. In her back. It's, like, in her back.
Yeah, but so shoulder over, they're embraced.
Yeah.
So it's locked in, I was assuming. It's like Wolverine and Sabretooth being locked in with each other.
No, because the arm kind of extends.
Uh-huh.
So it's behind her.
Oh, I thought she already got stabbed.
Yeah, so it's like a sword in her back.
I'm imagining someone stabbing a katana through you.
Yeah, no, but it's behind her. Because when she... So the swords extend from her arm.
I understand that.
Back. So it's like getting stabbed from the back.
This bitch doesn't weigh enough to pull the katana through her.
Oh.
But Alex does. She has a lot of cyber in her.
Yeah, I mean, I've already jumped out the fucking window.
No, yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
This is all fucked up.
Whatever, dude.
I think that's the moral of the story. This is all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just send a communication to the pilot to try to go that way. There's nothing I can do after that.
I can heal anything. As long as she's not dead, we're fine.
Yeah. How's the door, you know, like, behind us? And also, I'm trying to check on Wesley. What's his status? Like, I check his vitals first.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Jesse, you're a whole bitch.
Can I also try to help? Because I cyber-wise, because I could try to see if I can do something. I have the coat, and then I go over, like...
What cyber tech do you have?
Are you texting me right now?
No, I have to look something up real quick.
Okay, so I have cyber tech, I have electronic security tech, I have first aid, I have robotics.
I mean, you have a gun.
I do have a gun. And so I'm just
You have your drone, too.
I do have my drone. I don't know how that's going to help, though, in this moment. The drone is not strong enough to do pretty much anything.
Where's
in this
our
moment.
Dog? Where's the dog?
I actually, dog? If you wouldn't mind sending the drone to help me, just if that's okay, and yeah. If you have a spare minute, you know.
So,
yeah. I'll send the drone to see if it can assist you in any way. I'm kind of far.
Aku and John, give me a resist torture / drug check.
Oh, I don't have
15.
That. I don't have that, guys.
22, Jesse.
Okay, so you're good.
I rolled a 9.
All right, so. You're looking at the door, and then all of a sudden, the door opens up, and there's a really bright flash and a bang. And so you're able to block your eyes. Like, you look away the moment, but unfortunately, Aku doesn't. So now you have damaged eyes, which so you get a -2 to range attack and perception checks involving vision. And there are people coming in now.
How far are they?
They're not too far. This isn't a big,
Do we see the helicopter? Where's our helicopter?
They're 13 to 25 meters or yards.
And how many of them are there?
You see 3.
All right, gentlemen, I'm just letting you know I have a bomb on me. If anything bad happens right now, I'm going to blow us all up. Just letting you know. So either walk away, go back in behind cover, and we won't shoot each other till we figure this out, or, I'm going to blow us all up.
Give me a persuasion with disadvantage.
Yeah, 11 is the bad one. I'm going to use 2 luck points to get to 13. How's that feel, Jesse? Is that pretty good?
Throw the fucking bomb and pull the
gonna be at least 15, my guy.
I'll use 4 luck points.
Okay. All right. So these guys, they start, like, so they kick in the door, they move in. You say that, and so they kind of, like, stop, and they're aiming their guns at you, but they don't seem to be.
No, and I'm just like, hey, all I'm doing is checking how my friend's doing. I didn't do any of that. Not everybody has to die today. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? You guys get it?
Yeah.
Also, Jesse, can I check on Wesley? Can I check his vitals?
Yeah, but you're going to have to look away from these guys.
Yeah, that's not happening then.
Okay, so it's going to take a turn for this helicopter to get down to you guys. So you have to give me a strength check to see if you can...
Am I out? Like, what's the damage situation?
Let's see. You're going to have... Well, you have a foreign object in you.
Okay.
So you take... let's see, I gotta roll her damage. So you took 10 damage... And then on your turn, you're going to take another 5 damage. And all this ignores armor.
I'm going to gesture down. There's some weapons down here. I'm just going to kick them off so that none of us have to worry about them. How's that feel, you guys?
No, they're slowly, they're very slowly kind of spreading out.
Mm. Then if they don't say anything, I'm just going to, and then, kick. And I'm going to watch, and see if they're going to fire at me if I do that.
Yeah, they don't seem to fire.
All right, I'm going to kick back the knife off the ledge.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I don't have a hand. do I see the knife?
I mean, yeah.
Alright, well, so since it's my turn, what I wanted to do, I wanted to ask, the windows of this place are blown out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to tuck and roll?
I would like to swing us into the next floor.
Okay, this is gonna be pretty hard.
Actually, can I make it easier by letting go and donkey kicking them into the next floor? The two of them.
How are you going to donkey kick them?
I pull up, and so I go down as I pull up and kick them.
I mean, it's going to be a pretty hard check.
What's an easier check? Swinging in or kicking them?
I think swinging in is going to be easier.
I'll go for a swing in then.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see. What are these stats here? Because it's going to be like some... we'll do either dex or cool, whichever one.
Am I able to aid at all since I'm a part of the wrecking ball?
Yeah, but you're going to take another 5 damage.
Okay.
You'll get a +2 to your roll, Adam, because she's kind of...
15.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right.
My God.
Also, as I swing in, I want to snatch my knife.
Okay, give me another cool check. See if you get it.
11.
You don't get it.
Son of a bitch. Fuck! As I swing us in, and we... into the next floor. All right. And that's my turn, I'm assuming.
Yep. All right. So we'll say it's Madam D's turn now. So you have a sword in your back. There's Doc and there's Alex there.
Do I take another five or no?
Oh yeah, you take another five because it's your turn.
No, but we came in, so she's not dangling anymore.
No, but the whole thing is she's taking five because of the foreign object. Because
it's in me.
Oh, I see.
Can I pull it off of me? Can I pull out of there?
Yeah, you can.
Is she getting weaker? Because I slashed her fucking jugular.
Yeah, so. she got pretty badly hurt. Oh. I mean, she's hurt, but she's not like hurt.
But, like, she can't talk or breathe well.
Yeah.
So I can only assume. So do I take the five, or can I try pushing off of it?
Well, yeah, you're going to take the five, but then if you want to stop getting the five damage, okay, then you'll have to pull it out.
All right, that's what I'm going to try and do. How do I do that?
You can give me a cool check, try to slide on out of there. I'm going to give you advantage because she's pretty disoriented right now.
Oh, dude, 18?
Yeah, so you're able to kind of like pull it out and you're able to roll away.
Just fucking bitch.
All right, so now it's going to be Alex's turn. And she's going to slash at Doc. Which one would she be more mad at? She'd be more mad at you.
I saved her.
True.
Give me a reflex check. Can you get a 21 in reflex?
No.
So you take 9 damage, and then she slashes again. Oh, and you can't dodge it. So.
Why can't she dodge it?
She doesn't have a high enough reflex to dodge it.
Yeah.
So you take 8 damage. All right. So now I'll say it's John's turn. John?
All right, Jesse, how much structural damage would insurance cause?
A lot. This building's not. It was pretty close to the explosion, so like this building, it wouldn't take much. It would definitely bring down this building.
Like crumple. Like, have you played Uncharted? Like Nathan Drake, we are able to get out, or fuck, we 9/11'd ourselves. You know what I mean?
Depending on where you... If you give me a tactics roll, then you could probably maybe figure out a way to make it topple.
Fuck.
But even then, like, it's not...
Yeah, not good. All right.
I'm texting Sour Joe. Bro, what's your bro, location, hurry up, dude?
He's like, I'm stuck at the border patrol.
Fuck.
Well, okay, I'm gonna keep my... I'm gonna switch hands. Left hand on gun, trigger, like, just still aimed, and I'm gonna check Wesley. I'm gonna feel onto his neck until I find his pulse, if there is one.
Yeah, give him... Yeah, so he's still alive. He's, like, still breathing and stuff.
All right. I'm going to just kind of, like, I'm not going to look. I'm just keep my eye on him. Aku, how you doing?
Doing all right as I am gripping this lab coat with a lot of... My knuckles are white.
Oh, did you roll in? Did Adam, you rolled in?
Yeah.
You? Yeah, yeah. So, no, he's no longer.
You're yeah, no longer you feel all the weight leave the jacket.
Yeah, I just have a coat.
You don't know where we are either. You see my knife go off, and then all the weight leaves the jacket.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, I'm just going to ask you right now, are we going to get into a firefight?
How many of them are there?
There's three of them that you can see.
There's three that we can see, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you, are we getting into a firefight? All is fair, you know?
Well, that you could kind of see. You notice three figures.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I asked him, are we going to get into a firefight? Is that what's going to happen right now? I just want to check.
Like, well, that's what we get paid to do.
Fair enough. And then I'm going to, how close is cover for all of us?
I mean, there is like a bunch of tables and shit you can try to get behind, but these aren't, they will probably break down pretty quick.
Yeah, what about for Aku and...
I assume it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
There's could I get Wesley, Aku, and I all behind a cover? Yeah.
I mean, you can pull Wesley, but I mean, Aku's fine. So Aku's turn is next, so you don't really need to pull Aku.
Yeah, then I'm like, all right. And then I might like take a couple of like shots and then like narratively, right? And then pull Wesley into cover with me.
Okay. So yeah, you'll just do that. You're a pretty strong guy.
Can I do anything else for that? Kind of.
Yeah, you fire 2 shots. So I'll kind of consider it like suppression.
Yeah.
So you take a few shots and so they don't shoot back, but they're kind of moving to cover right now. That's going to be their turn. And Aku?
I'm going to... Aku, you think our friend can come pick us up?
God, I hope so. If he arrives... Because I kind of, like, roughly said where we are. And so... Oh.
Because the only problem is when we have to jump. Yeah. And, you know... Man, a rope would be real handy right about now.
A rope would be super.
A lasso.
I'm going to start carrying rope with me everywhere, you guys.
Dude,
that was on me for not.
So well,
Wesley is tied down by rope.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesse, I'm going to... Next turn. I'm cutting that shit.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to duck behind cover because my dog has two attacks. So I don't know if I have the dog, like, take a couple shots and I duck behind cover. My other thought was to just, like, real quick fix my eyes.
Cover, I think, is more important because you remember when John was not in cover? It took me one round to die.
Yeah, these guys have assault rifles.
So I'm gonna duck behind cover and then use my dog's, like, attacks as, like, my suppression as I...
So, yeah, so the soldiers move to cover. You guys are kind of shooting. Let's see. I think they can make an attack, actually. Yeah. All right, so they're going to make attacks. So you guys are behind cover.
Mm-hmm.
So first they're gonna prioritize him, John.
That's fine.
Okay, so he shoots with his assault rifle. It destroys your cover in the second shot. They do 14, and you are exposed now. So then the second guy's going to shoot at you. Oh. No, he hits the first one, misses the second. 12, the second one.
That my armor takes it.
All right, your armor goes down by one. And then the third guy's going to shoot. So he hits one, misses the second. 17.
All right.
All right. And so, yeah, now it's back to the guys downstairs.
I take out that stupid fucking note that she poisoned. I'm just going to shove it into her open wound.
Oh, fuck.
All right, give me... So it's going to be a fight. I think there's brawling. Give me a brawling check.
Can I get advantage because they're on each other?
Yeah, let me aid it.
Yeah, but that'll be your turn if you want to aid it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then you'll get a plus two.
10.
Nope. So she kind of pushes you back.
Yeah, I figured. I'm going to ask her. I'm like, hey, how tied to your life are you?
What does that mean?
I have a bomb in my leg and I'm just going to blow it up.
Can she talk? I fucking slip
rah, 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 rah. You're right. So I have a bomb in my leg, and I'm just going to throw it up if you don't stop struggling.
So she kind of...
It's the same shit I pulled with the mayor, with the governor.
Yeah,
the mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
You were there.
Yeah, yeah. So she kind of looks you up and down and notices it in your leg. And so she's like... So she kind of like backs up, but she's still like looks ready to fight.
Do you have any guns? You dropped all your weapons.
I dropped all my weapons before she gets me.
Yeah. She has a gun.
Does she?
Yeah.
Adam, don't do it. Adam, it's
a bad idea. No, I'm not. Yeah, like... Because the thing is, I wanted to get up there to use the bomb behind the guy shooting at you. But Madam is 100% useless in a fight, and I have none of my items. So I have to be the suicidal doc for a moment and freak her out. Jesse,
mm-hmm.
Can I prompt her to bite the note?
I mean, are you going to get close enough to do that?
So I'm like, the bomb ticks, and I'll hand it to Madam. And the bomb ticks, or you take the poison, and we leave.
So, as you walk up to her, she turns invisible.
Son of a bitch, I forgot she could do that. Yeah, all right, that's our turn, I guess.
All right, so, she's invisible now, and... So now we're back up top. So your cover is destroyed.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, and so now the helicopter's coming down.
But it's not here yet.
It's going to be there at the end of the turn.
Okay.
So you can ready to jump out if you want.
No, I cut Wesley's rope.
Okay.
I grab my boot knife and cut the rope. And then, like gather it, you know what I mean, as best I can. Just like, shit. And then can I also just fucking throw a grenade at them, Jesse?
Yeah, you can throw a grenade.
Just toss, like, fuck you guys!
I assume you're trying to throw it to the middle. Oh. All right. Yeah, roll damage.
Oh,
you got it, like, spot on.
Oh, sick.
Sick.
That's 66, I believe. 19 damage.
All right. These guys are kind of hurt, but they don't look too bad off.
Yeah. Gather the rope. Throw the grenade. And then I'm kind of like... Actually, do I even know it's coming? Have you told me yet?
I kind of, like, mouth it to you.
Okay, so you throw the grenade. It blows up. And it actually collapses the ground underneath them.
Thank God. That's what I was wanting.
So they fall down. But now your room is covered in dust.
Does it cover her body? I look for her body.
Like flour on a...
Yeah, because she's getting dusted and she has invisible tech on. I'm looking for it to glitch.
All right. I mean, you'll have to do a perception check on your turn.
Okay.
Then I just, for me, I just ready to get out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So now it's down to you guys downstairs.
Let's make our perception, see if we can find her.
All right, you guys get advantage.
18.
Mine is worse.
All right, yeah, so you do notice her. She's like, it looks like she's trying to get around you to stab you in the back.
Me?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Did you tell
us
about her party trick? Cutting fruit?
Oh, like, perfectly?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, bro.
No, but I did insinuate that, like, fucking, those things are lethal.
Take my leg off, and I'm gonna throw it at her and be like, I heard you have a cool party trick. And I just toss it at her. I'm gonna see if she'll cut the bomb and take it, and I'm gonna jump back. I wanna see reflexively what she does. I just, like, look at you, like, jump, like, get the fuck out of Dodge, yeah. I look up and I like make eye contact with John.
If she was behind us, was the window behind us?
No, I thought the window was in front of us because she was by the window because we got kicked in. Question: Was the window is whose was to the window right now?
She's now at the in between you and the window.
Oh.
Yeah. So she cuts it perfectly in half and it explodes in her face.
This fucking double flips.
Dude.
Do we have to roll, like, a reflex to get out
also,
of the way?
I fail it. One leg.
You have one leg, so you're going to take some damage.
I cover my face up and it's like, ugh. What happened?
The next explosion
we go? Well, how big is the bomb? Because if it explodes...
It's a leg bomb.
It's going to be the same as the grenade, so...
Okay, but does it blow up the thing above it?
I mean, I'll roll in the sack.
Well, you guys didn't blow up your ceiling.
That's true, but we had a...
If it's the same as a grenade and they didn't blow up your ceiling, it won't blow up it.
All right, Adam, you take 18 damage.
So I'm going to go ahead and pop up shield as well, and I'm just going to take no damage.
I just get covered in my shield, get launched back.
What do I roll to try not to get hurt bad?
Give me a reflex check.
14.
Okay, so you'll take half damage. You'll take 9 damage. And then, let's see if the ground collapses.
I'm out.
You're down?
I'm down.
So the ground doesn't collapse, but the above you does.
Son of a bitch.
So they come down? Yeah, where were we relative?
Yeah, you were pretty close to the window. Yeah. It's right next. So the edge is like right next to you.
But we didn't go down.
Okay.
Okay. That's not a big deal.
And now the helicopter is getting into position.
I'm gonna crawl over to Madam. Did the other soldiers get hit by the bomb or no?
No, they were far. They were like further back.
Whose turn is it?
Madam D's. So roll a death save.
Oh shit!
So you roll a D10 in your body, and then if you roll under, you're alive.
Under what?
Your body score.
Wait. D10 plus body?
No. You just roll a D10, and if you're under your body, then you survive.
Okay, so I'm dead. Madam Despair is dead.
Wait, straight up, there aren't save?
Straight
like there
up,
aren't...
I don't think there is. I think,
no, you just die.
Cyberpunk, you just fucking
you just die.
Wait, did you reduce the explosion damage by your armor?
Oh, no, I didn't. So it was 9, and then I reduce it by 7? So I'm not 9, okay. Actually.
Thank God, Taylan.
Sorry, I forgot I had armor.
Don't.
Because I wasn't fucking...
Do we see her? Did her invisibility turn off?
Yeah, she took some damage to her invisibility.
Did she go out the window?
Let me see if she goes out the window. No. She kind of stabbed her sword down, so
God,
she's still there.
Damn it, she's built different. I just start crawling towards you, and that's... Oh, it's your turn, though.
Yeah, I'm...
I have med stuff in my bag.
Where
did my guns land?
Is there any cover in this?
Because the ceiling fell. Where did my guns land?
It would be near where the operatives...
No, because they were away from John.
But he moved up. I didn't grab your sniper.
Did they move? I know you didn't grab it, but did they move as well? Because I thought they were holding place because he had a bomb.
Yeah, because they were in the back, and you blew it up closer to the entrance. I mean, you dropped your stuff closer to the entrance, so it'd be next to where.
Okay, I thought I dropped it in the middle of the room because I thought I was. It's just the way I was imagining the landing. Okay, it's not a big
deal. That would make sense. So it would still be up on the top floor then.
I thought that fell out.
No, because the soldiers were in the back.
Okay.
When they blew it up.
Okay.
So.
Well, actually, Aku and I are pretty good positioned. So whose turn is it, Jess?
Madam
she's
D's.
Hanging off with her thing stabbed.
Not hanging off. She just stopped.
Okay.
She Wolverined it.
Never mind. I can wait. I can't do shit to her.
I was going to ask, is there any cover in this room for you guys at all?
Is there?
I mean, there's a bunch of debris, like some things came down. So there is like small cover.
Just because you have 3 dudes in that room with you.
Oh, yeah. They fell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Madam Despair, what do you do?
Yeah, what's the move?
Spread hole!
You know what? Actually, I think this is a good time to end this episode.
on spread hole?
Fuck you.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't be sorry. You made a call, dude. Players make plays. I fuck with the heavy.
I hate making calls. I just always feel bad.
And yet, for some reason, you play face characters every game. Anyways.
Because I'm trying to work through it, Adam.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like this, follow our socials at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. Check out our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com, for all our other stuff, plus our Ko-Fi. If you like this, you can support us. Energy drinks are important.
Like, comment, surprise, subscribe.
Like, comment, and for a surprise. Yeah. We won't tell you what. I'm currently distraught. Tanlin.
Hi.
Wait, yes. No, if you also, sorry, if you like what we do here, go to Advanced Armory. At Advanced Armory, we do 5e supplemental content. Tanlin.
Yeah, now it's me. I do art for both 5GMs in a Trench Coat and Advanced Armory.
Tanner.
I...
Gremlin Frog Art.
Yeah, Gremlin Frog Art. Fuck. No.
Do jeans.
I do a thing that's called The Key to Other Worlds on Substack. You can come check it out. It's about immersion stuff.
Akira to Other Worlds. Thanks.
Bye. Fuck.
Leave me alone. Hello! Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social medias at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok and at 5GMs Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord, and you can find out how to join all of these accounts on our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Grandmas love us, and thanks, and catch you later in the next episode.